Should we pod?
We should pod. Pod.
Wait, what are we talking about? Besides... God damn it! It's fucking good.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Should we pod?
Let's pod.
Let's pod.
Welcome to iDoll, I Dream of Lists. I'm Scott.
I'm Evan.
And this is episode 97. 97. We have a special guest today.
Jeremy Roenick episode. Jeremy Roenick with the Flyers.
I believe Jeremy Roenick is canceled.
Is he? He's not canceled.
Oh, he's canceled.
He should be.
Big time canceled. He got in trouble.
Just because he gets drunk in the crowd and makes questionable comments.
No, that's where he was
during
good.
During the Winter Classic doesn't mean anything.
No, he said on a podcast that he wanted to like sleep with the Catherine Tappan or whatever, his co-host. And, you know, not great.
It's got to make things uncomfortable at the worst place. I don't want anybody to have the worst day at their job. When I was at Kraft, there was like some partnership with him or the broadcasting booth he was with, and he came to the offices so he could get like an autograph or a picture with him. I didn't care.
I've like seen him met him a couple of times, like shake hands and then walked away.
He's a short guy, isn't he?
He seemed like a nice guy.
Wow. Arizona Coyote legend, Jeremy Roenick right there. But yeah, we haven't been here in quite some time. It is episode 97, creeping to 100. Very exciting. One month at a time.
Yeah, at this rate, we'll be at 100 by October.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm going to have 3 kids on my hands.
Oh my God. We have to
we got to get moving here.
Paul, we have to make iDoll going rogue for a while.
Nah.
Yeah. Five for 2022 is going to be going rogue. That's going to be handful.
We'll have to start doing it at the office again.
Oh,
there's no kids around.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good to be here.
Okay, let's stop.
Excuse me.
Let's stop beating around the bush. Let's just get into it. Season 2, everybody.
So I have season a hypothetical.
Two. No.
You know, that wasn't the agenda, but that's cool. Season 2 is here. Did you guys notice
there's an agenda?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So Evan is fully indoctrinated in the I Think You Should Leave cult. It's very exciting. Season 2 is here. Yeah,
the fastest I've ever binge watched a series by far.
Well, it's like an hour long.
It still took me 4 days.
15 minutes each.
It took me that morning. I woke up at like 6 a.m. and was like, okay, I'm not gonna watch it till tonight. Then I was standing in the kitchen. I'm like, all right, I'll push play. And I was done by noon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice that they're so fast, and then you can also just grab a quick sketch in between meetings if you need to.
Hypothetically,
reset,
of course.
Gotta reset.
Some people stop and get water. Other people stop and watch a sketch of I Think You Should Leave. Unless it's Calico Cut.
Yeah, that's a 10-minute sketch right there.
Yeah, that one's so long. No, I think it's good.
Yeah, so what's our overall opinion? Because everybody's been waiting to hear how season 2 worked out. Very hyped up. What do we think?
Yeah, I mean, I went into it with no expectations, just assuming it was going to be a letdown. And I can unequivocally say it is awesome. It's hilarious. it's hard to compare seasons. Like, I'm not at the point, I'm not seeing it enough yet. But I think maybe some of the best sketches are still in season 1, but pound for pound, season 2 is right there with it.
Oh, I go like episode 1, all time high. and then it drops off a cliff for two, and then you slowly build back up.
Does not drop off a cliff.
No, I would disagree with that.
Two, I was like, get out of here.
Yeah, but you haven't watched two again. That's the problem, because two has Dan Flashes.
Dan Flashes. I love Dan Flashes.
It has the slick back hair.
Shark Tank one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It might have the Shark Tank. Yep.
Yeah.
With Patty Harrison. Patty Harrison, by the way, two sketches, both gold.
A star.
Like, she's just
so
amazing.
Funny in that sketch. So funny.
I would say this: the Shark Tank sketch, I was disappointed. I was expecting it to be a true Shark Tank spoof, and they just cut it right there.
Yeah. The amount of times I've told Angel, the more complicated the patterns, the more expensive.
Dan Flashes is great. For me, I think it was like episode 4 was the one that was a little bit slower for me. There was one, it was either 3 or 4 that had, I was kind of like, not my favorite.
I'm trying to remember which one. The episode 2 also has the Bob Odenkirk sketch, which is very good.
Trips Novas.
Ah, yeah. Now I got Triple Nova.
And I have a wife. Tell the kid. Yeah, his wife's
got a wife. It's perfect for him.
Oh, man. But yeah, I would say episode 1. So when I watched season 1, I didn't love it at first. I was like, yeah, it's funny. But I didn't laugh out loud that much. Watching season 2, I think there was a lot more laugh out loud moments. And I don't know if it's because I'm just used to Tim Robinson now. But I was literally laughing out loud to myself, which, wow. Especially episode 1. I mean, the hot dog sketch. And then the prank show. I don't know how to describe the prank show. Like, just unbelievable.
It's really good.
I hate prank shows. And I used to watch Punk'd. Hate prank shows now.
Yeah.
Like Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
People love it. Like,
And watching that sketch, I was like, God, this is like the perfect prank show sketch.
What does this do for the greater good? You said it was funny. I said it might be interesting.
Oh god, yeah, it's fucking good.
So yeah, so if you haven't seen it yet,
I don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, what's your favorite sketch at this point, would you say? I mean, it's a tough one.
Again, it's like the weirdest phrase to say, but I love Buff Boys.
The Little Buff Boys.
Little Buff Boys.
That said, maybe the worst sketch is Little Buff Boys, Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh, Ranch. Yeah. The
that
Cincinnati
was
kind of
like,
yeah. But it's the only one with Sam Richardson in it.
The first one. The second part, I don't see that growing on me either. I think that's going to be like the bald guy sketch in season 1, where I'm just every time I see it, I'm like, this just isn't funny.
Yeah.
But
there's some good ones that don't have Tim Robinson this season. Like the Claire's ear piercing one. That guy deserves an Emmy. His delivery is so good. And then, what's the movie with Santa Claus?
Cashmore? Detective Crashmore?
Detective Crashmore. Holy shit.
God.
When they're talking about the AOL Blast interview, that portion of it, fucking bullshit. This is why no one watches AOL Blast. That's professional bullshit. It's a cosmic
amazing.
Gumbo. We talk about it on set. We say it's a cosmic gumbo. So good. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I've never thought about transferring the phrase melting pot into gumbo.
Cosmic so gumbo. Yeah. I think my favorite right now is the driver's ed class. There's something about the tables.
Effectively and called tables.
Yeah, the kids that are in that sketch are just so good at being like, but what's her job?
Tables. What does she do?
And again, she's so good. This makes me so angry.
So yeah, we will go back and re-rank.
No, I pay for my house.
All the sketches.
Yeah, we'll figure out some way to do a full episode here, as everyone wants.
What we have to do is we have to rank season two sketches, and then we have to do a collection season one and two ranking. That's throughout the
season. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I mean, that's gonna be hard.
I think maybe. Before we
hear me out, do we do a bracket?
Ooh, bracket okay. Sketches.
We're at a point where you could almost do a bracket.
Okay. We could go viral with that too.
Yeah.
Got to get on that. Well, yeah. So,
an idea guy.
Speaking of viral.
Yeah.
There's
viral videos.
Quick hypothetical situation.
Sure. Jesus. Sure.
We can skip it. It's not that
good.
We're going into it. Come on. Right,
we'll cut this up. All right. Okay. So I was listening to the Fred show this morning, which is hot garbage radio, Chicago radio guy. And they had a hypothetical. Wait. If you were going to go ahead.
Which station is it? What's the number?
Fuck, I don't know.
Drive Time with Fred. Oh, okay.
It used to be the Fred and Angie show, if I'm not mistaken.
Who listens to the radio?
Is it WXR? WXRT?
It could be.
Okay, all right. Good.
What are we talking about here? Is it 1993?
We're talking radio call signals, if that means anything.
When it's west of the Mississippi, it starts with a K.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so everyone knows we love fast food on this podcast, and we love talking about fast food even more. So hypothetical is, if you're going to build your perfect fast food meal and you can pick certain elements from certain places, what does it look like? So example is, I'm going to take the burger from Wendy's, the fries from McDonald's, the and your dessert and your Frosty from Wendy's, of course. What is your all time hypothetical mix and match meal?
Okay, I got it. So it
limited to fast food.
Yeah.
Sloppy steaks.
Gotta eat it fast before they come get it.
For those of you who don't know, obviously, sloppy steaks is you get a steak and you pour water on it. Obviously.
This is the night. Dangerous night.
Dangerous mind. Dangerous nights.
Tonight is the night. Dangerous night.
All right. Sorry to interrupt.
I go, this is a surprise because I was so anti this place, but now I love it. Culver's Double Deluxe. For the burger. Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Interesting.
And a McFlurry.
Wow. Okay.
Specifically Oreo.
It's a solid choice.
What to drink?
Pepsi Cola products.
I'm going to say, this is a dangerous... the Mountain Dew from Taco Bell, of course.
Yeah,
the Mountain Dew from Taco Bell.
There's nothing like it.
I've been doing root beer and Dr. Pepper recently. Sure. It's a pretty solid, safe bet.
Yeah, I'm a Dr. Pepper fan. I mean, obviously, my sandwich is the spicy chicken from Wendy's.
It's solid. Easy.
Of course.
Extra mayo. Fries is tough. Maybe Arby's curly fries.
Yeah, that's
the part of me wants to say McDonald's fries because I had them recently and they are really freaking good. I mean, they're nothing, but they're just salt and it's delicious.
They're solid. They're a solid.
You know what you're getting.
Old Faithful. Yeah.
But yeah, let me go Arby's curly fries for the side. A Culver's, what do they call it? Concrete for dessert. Mm. Get that custard action. And is that it?
Drink.
Sure. Mountain Dew from Taco Bell to drink.
Great.
So there you go. That's perfect
solid
meal.
That's a solid lineup. Like it.
What's yours?
Well, I mean, spicy chicken, of course. Entree straight down the middle. I'm going cheese curds, though, at Culver's. Swap it up the fries for the curds. Try to ranch.
Okay.
Good call.
Okay.
Good call.
I might do the lemonade at Chick-fil-A. Pretty fire.
It's Southern. And then, it's Southern style lemonade.
For dessert. I mean, is Dairy Queen in play? It probably doesn't count.
I don't think it counts.
Unless it's a brazier.
Like being like, does Jenny's count? Like,
yeah,
fair. Scooters.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the Frosty. Frosty can't go wrong with the Frosty.
What'd you do?
I probably go spicy chicken at Wendy's, fries at Wendy's.
I was worried I was going to go all Wendy's here, but I found a way to diversify.
Would you do a just straight Reese's peanut butter cup in your blizzard like you had the other day?
Brutal. That was terrible.
Paul, for those of you who don't know, Paul was hashtag blessed with so many Reese's peanut butter cups in a blizzard.
Not enough ice cream.
I had a separate cup when we got home that was like halfway filled with Reese's chunks because I took them out. It wasn't even enjoyable.
Not good. Totally. That's not good.
It's one of the few times where, like, if you're going to get that sort of item of like a concrete or a mix-in of some sort, ratio is key.
It's huge.
And you always have to have more ice cream than the filling.
But you can have too much.
They were just too...
You don't want
they
no
were
filling.
Too big of chunks, too. The chunks were too big. Like, if they were more finely diced and kind of blended in, it would have been better as well. But it was just picking peanut butter out of my teeth. Like, it wasn't a good experience. I do not stand on Oberweis.
Wow. That's unfortunate. Probably made you real sad. Kind of like the Bo Burnham special that we watched.
I had another transition.
Damn it. That wasn't a good transition, but I didn't know
how we got there. I was going to say, hypothetically, would you lock yourself in an apartment for a year?
That's better. This thing is freaking amazing. And
I like it.
I'm here for it. I think it's getting a little overhyped, but I'm kind of obsessed with it. So for those of you who don't know, Bo Burnham, comedian, songwriter, went away.
I would say original YouTube star.
He was one of the first, and he was a huge like Vine star. I think he was really into Vine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought he's fine. Like, I don't know. He's been funny, but
in college, I thought he was funny. Wasn't he kind of like the college humor circuit too?
Yeah. Like,
almost before YouTube was even a thing.
And his comedy is pretty immature. Like at that time, it was very college age.
Yeah.
He went away for like 5 years because like mental health issues, didn't want to perform. And then this was like his coming out party, which was him locked in a room for a year. I mean, artistically at least. It's just good. It's funny and like sad at the same time. I don't know how I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's summed up just like,
for Jeffrey Bezos, CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964. Jeffrey Bezos.
I when I heard that, I was like, this is the dumbest. And then I was like, this is the funniest thing.
So funny. The amount of times I've walked around my house and outside and all around and just start saying, CEO entrepreneur.
I can't see an Amazon truck after you sent me those TikTok videos without yelling out, Jeffrey Bezos.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a good one. I don't know. I think Welcome to the Internet's pretty good. White Woman Instagram is obviously pretty amazing.
I've seen that one, yeah.
There's actually some good TikToks with that where girls are like, show him doing it and then their Instagram. And they're like, shit, like, he got offensive. Me. Which has been pretty funny. But then he goes off the deep end for the second half. So, Paul, if you haven't seen the second half.
Yeah, I have to do it.
It's a little dark.
There's some good ones in the second half.
Oh, it's great. It's just a little more serious. But
definitely becomes an artist at that point.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. There's a lot of streaming out there. A lot of streaming. Loki. Started watching Loki the other day.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
I hear that's good. Yeah, we haven't been around for so long.
What did you delay the podcast with? I want to know that.
Oh, I'm watching West Wing right now.
Oh, what are you at?
We're at season four, almost done with season four.
Dang. We just finished season five last night.
Oh, there you go. Great show. So, Paul, what do you think?
Aren't there like a dozen seasons?
Seven seasons. Brutal.
Seven seasons, 22 episodes a season, 44 minutes an episode.
No, come on. There's no way.
We realized that like halfway through the first season, we're like, oh, wow, we have a long way to go. But
yeah,
the goal is to get it done before the babies come. Like that's the goal right now. So we're running out of time.
You can do it. You can do it. Yeah. So far, we're on month four.
It's a long time. But you know, my dog sits by us while we watch. So Stanley likes the show, but you know, he was pretty upset that he didn't make a top five list that was made for him. You know?
Nice.
That's our list.
The list this week.
We have a list.
This stands week. Ranked. The list this week, week of June 14th.
God, there's a lot of time for people to comment on the list.
It was just so popular that we didn't want to stop the discussion, you know? Because once we come out with the pod, people viral. Stop. Yeah. Should we just get into it?
Let's just do it. Okay. So it's anything with a Stan in it.
Sure.
So technically Kazakhstan was on the list.
Eligible.
Well, it was eligible.
It was eligible.
Spoiler alert, first, not on the list.
Number five on the list, the West Coast School of Stanford.
Yeah, this feels like a mess.
This is fine.
It's a good school, I guess. A lot of controversy.
It's a great school. What's the controversy?
Worst band march ever. AKA is that Stanford true? Stanford versus Berkeley, where the band started marching on the field before the end of the game.
I don't know if I consider that a march, but.
Yeah, it's got
the band is on the field.
It's a
band is on the field.
Its mascot is trees.
That's right? Cool. I'm here for that because my high school mascot was a leaf, so I like it.
Birthplace of behavioral economics.
Technically, the Cardinals.
Technically,
yeah.
But
yeah, but they still have a tree on their helmets.
That is confusing.
I don't get me wrong. I like the S. It's a powerful S. As a fan of S's, powerful S.
I like their colors. You know, classic red and white.
Black and red. Is it black and red?
I'm sure there's white. Black too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. Scott, what's next on this list?
Next on the list is Stan Makita's Donuts.
Fictional place.
Fictional, yeah. Stan Makita's Donuts from Wayne's World.
It's really confusing because there's the real place.
This is
different.
Stan Makita's, located in Aurora, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Excellent.
Excellent.
Funny movie. Wayne's World.
I once killed a man once. Watched him just lie there. I was in Vietnam. Sorry, I was doing Ed O'Neill's monologue during that point. Well, hello, over here.
I also loved when Dark's girlfriend gives him a gun rack. I believe that's that stand. Yeah. A gun rack. What am I going to do with a gun rack? I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. A gun rack? Yeah. I've seen that movie a few times.
If you keep treating me like this, you're going to lose me. I did lose you. We broke up.
Then the donuts are in there somewhere.
Actually, that's Wayne's
all, that all takes place in Stan Makita's Donuts.
It's all in that world.
Yeah.
But yeah, a solid number four.
Maybe it's not, should have been even higher, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we can go to number three.
Number three on the list, Stan Marsh. Or AKA the Stan.
Stan Darsh.
Darsh.
What, Darsh?
If you French fry when you're supposed to pizza, you're gonna have a bad time.
you're gonna have a bad time. man, great up.
I mean, I am a loyal South Park fan, so this felt good to get on the list.
A friend in high school, still a friend, Marshmore. We started calling him Stan Darsh in high school, but then it's like he's. People just call him Darsh now. Like, he drops all of the names. He's just Darsh, even outside of the original friend group.
Poor guy.
Just Darsh. At first, he hated it. Now he loved it.
Now it doesn't make any sense.
Is Randy Stan's dad?
Yeah.
Favorite character, Randy.
Randy's good. Darsh. Yeah. They've really focused on him the last, like, five seasons. So they realize that everyone loves Randy, but I think at this point everyone's like, enough Randy, like, we get it.
But are they still making new ones? I don't think
they still have, like, they just signed a new contract for like three more seasons or something.
And I'm
here for a lot. It love it.
That's a lot.
Can't is it get like enough. A weekly, like, you watch it weekly when it comes out, new one?
Yeah, during the season, for sure. Wow. They've done a few COVID specials that were pretty good.
Nice. That'll all end once you have twins.
Oh, that was one of my favorite commercials, one of the COVID special ones.
Good stuff.
Moving on to number two.
Number two on the list, Detroit's own Eminem with Stan. This. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter?
My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be a posters and your pictures, man. I couldn't guess where the thing was. We'll put it in
post. It's right at the end. Yeah, this song is freaking sweet.
Pretty revolutionary. Remember top, that when it came song. Out, it was like, oh man, this is different. Cool.
Did it come out like
and this is
when the Dido? It's Dido, right?
Dido.
It was like the year after her song came out. Or you think this came out first?
I thought so.
I need to correct that. One of us is wrong.
This came out in the, for you Conan fans out there, in the year 2000.
Nice. Good reference. RIP to Conan.
Yeah.
The show. Yeah.
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't
this,
know why.
This song is the reason for the whole standing of a verb and I stan lingo that the Gen Z crowd uses. This is where it came from. I understand.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Understand.
Understand.
I think the best parody of this was Pete Davidson's Dear Santa from SNL this year.
That was pretty good. I'm not a big Pete Davidson fan, but that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Really? I like Pete Davidson.
He's fine. Like
what?
The majority of SNL the last like 20 years. I'm like, yeah, they're fine.
This is fine.
I don't know. I mean, it's not great. Not great, but I think SNL will get the bad rap. There's some decent stuff out there.
I think it's
Pumpkin, it's okay. Mr. Pumpkins or whatever. Do we still David like that Pumpkins. One?
No. Love David Pumpkins.
Stupid.
David S. Pumpkin.
There you go. But that's number two. We are up to number one, Evan.
Number one on this list. The one, the only. Tampa Bay just won it last night. The Stanley Cup.
Very timely. Good for us. Yeah, see, this is why we waited.
This is why we waited.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's the best trophy in sports. Bar none.
We ranked trophies at one point, I believe. I think it was number one. This is a two-time number one rank.
It's true. Wow. It's only this and Seinfeld made it up there twice.
I think so.
I don't think this one was a pod.
I feel like Stevie Wonder won twice. No, it wasn't.
I don't know how we would do that pod. Be like, okay, the World Cup. That's a good trophy right there.
It's got a ball at the top. It's about 18 inches tall. Weighs approximately 20 pounds.
People hoist it. It's hoistable. That's a key.
How heavy is the Stanley Cup right now? Like 45 pounds? Something like that?
It's got to be up there, yeah.
It's substantial. 35 pounds.
That's it.
I mean, it can't be that bad. They lift it up like very easily and just start shaking it.
They're hockey players. You would expect them to be able to do that with heavy stuff too.
That's fair. But like Tyler Johnson is like 5'10", 180. So
they did this poll in the Cubs game today. What would you eat or drink first out of the Stanley Cup? It's not a good poll, but I'm just going to throw it out there.
Derek Corona.
Hey.
Nice. Yeah, I would obviously put Gatorade in there. Hydrate before the night starts, you know?
Yeah.
Get hydrated. Nice. No, I don't. I mean, I feel like something like champagne or something like that would make sense. Or you just do like a Bud Light. Call it a day.
Quality high life. I would. Or Coors.
There you go.
If we're talking... I'm talking eating probably like a buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Actually, I'm gonna put Hidden Valley from my Jack's Pizza in there.
I mean, I don't know if you want to eat out of the cup. Remember, Chris Draper's son pooped in the cup.
Oh yeah, a lot of people probably pissed in that thing too.
Yeah,
pissing shit.
Guessing they claimed it.
I like the fact that there's
smallest life.
There's misspellings on the cup. Everything is etched in. And they have multiple cups strictly for dangerous people, like AKA Patrick Kane, who got too drunk with the cup. Like they never gave him the real one for the majority of his time with the cup. Yeah.
Smart.
Tonight is a night. Dangerous night. Are the Lightning the first team to go back-to-back since the Wings?
No. I think Pittsburgh did it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
But the Wings are still the only ones to do it with a sweep 2 years in a row. So we still got that. Hang our hats on.
Yeah, that might never
That is tough.
Was that during the Russian Five?
Yeah.
The first one.
Cheating.
Not too long ago.
Then they partied too hard. And Five with the Russian.
Well, they won after that.
Not, but
and
not
they took
the
a limo, damn it. sad.
That was after the first one, though.
Yeah, it was. That's our list. We had Stanford, Stan Mikita's Donuts, Stan Marsh, Stan the Song, Stanley Cup, and then we had a worst. Paul, do you have it up, or I don't know?
Yep, got it.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for vamping that. Yep. Worst is standing room only.
The worst.
Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta be pretty desperate at that point.
The worst.
There we go.
She's the worst in the world.
Sorry, I was looking for our long list and wasn't paying attention.
That's fair.
Have you guys ever bought standing room only tickets?
Yeah. Palace, like when the Pistons were good, I would go to Palace Vision standing room only.
There you go.
Which is like when they're playing on the road, you can go and watch the game. But they were never doing like stuff in the parking lot, I don't believe, like they do now. I don't know if you guys have watched the NBA Finals. Like,
yeah, that's much cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did.
Although, I don't know. It used to be like cool to watch it on the big screen in the arena.
Yeah.
But... Palace Vision was the best.
I've done standing room in two stadiums. And where the Blackhawks, like at United Center, it's terrible. Like you're in the upper deck. It's not that great. It's only good if like you pay $25 for standing room and someone doesn't show up to the game and you can find their seats. But I did standing room for the Colorado Avalanche at the Pepsi Center. Their standing room's in the 100 level. It's in between the 1 and 200 seats. Like that's actually a pretty solid place to watch a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pepsi Center's
nice.
I think
that's how Joe Louis was. I think the Joe Louis Arena was also.
Yeah, it was on the first level.
Lower.
Yeah.
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 That's not bad. That's not bad for standing room.
You're still standing.
At that point, it's leaning because you're leaning up against the back.
That's true.
Sure.
I think at the Joe, though, yeah, you were standing where people were walking in front of you the whole time.
It was kind of the same, but they wouldn't let you walk in.
That's true.
Playing. It was just like during breaks.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was our big list this week. We had a lot of conversation on the interwebs, so I think we should get to that. I think shortly here.
I don't have the long list open, so you're gonna have to go through it.
I'm just looking at comments here. I mean, obviously the big one. Sorry, Stanley, the dog. Yeah, he should have made it. Stan Lee. Any fans of Stan Lee from Jay Pat's fan?
I like the movies, the Marvel movies.
Yeah, I mean,
I like how he has cameos in other movies.
Yeah,
like in Mallrats. Love Mallrats.
There you go.
What?
But shout out to Jay Pat's fan. For going, you'd rather go to college than watch a Marvel movie? Yes, 100%. She clearly hasn't been to college, so we'll talk in a couple of years. I think Evan, your father did not like Stanford, so there was that.
It's commonly referred to as snot fart in our family. Bad things happen at Stanford.
Well, there you go.
Also, Stanford, wasn't it one of the universities that was surrounded in the college admissions controversy. That in USC.
I believe so.
But they didn't know. Right. They just had the ACT scores and were like, yeah. It was the ACT that were fraudulent, not the
admissions,
if I'm not mistaken.
Let's just say it was and besmirch the name of Stanford. Who cares? What are they going to do,
that,
sue us?
That swimmer, that white swimmer, sexually assaulted, raped that woman, and pretty much got away with it because he's white and privileged. That was at Stanford. But Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, yeah.
Yep, he's clear. He never did anything.
Yeah, he's cool. Well, he never did anything illegal, I don't think. I mean, other
he's
than
a
the whole.
Womanizer.
Yeah, he was a bad dude for a while there.
He was a bad husband, probably. But
yeah,
nothing illegal.
Except for his, his DWI crash off the road recently. There was that one too.
We don't know the full
he's
story.
Not. I'm gonna go to bat for Tiger Woods here.
I think it's hilarious how we all just are happy for Tiger Woods. Me too. But like when he won the Masters, it was like the greatest thing ever. I'm like, this dude sucks. Like we're supposed to not like him. But for some reason, it's okay.
But he is a part of one of the best Chappelle show sketches of all time. And by him, I meant Dave Chappelle playing him.
Yeah. Racial draft.
The racial draft
racial
is
draft.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I have a Tiger Woods hat I wear. And sometimes I feel like I shouldn't wear it. But then I'm like,
yeah. I was talking about this with someone else. The branded thing. Because like college athletes are starting to come out with their own brands.
That's dumb.
Do you guys like the player brands like Roger Federer, Tom Brady, Tiger, or are you against
Jordan?
It? Yeah, I consider Jordan different though. Jordan's like beyond these brands.
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, he's the first and the biggest by far. But
personally, yeah,
I'm cool,
anti.
I like it.
I think it's pretty lame.
No, I won't. I probably wouldn't do it.
I mean, I'm happy that they can do it. Sure. Make your money.
I mean, but,
except,
yeah, it's always,
except if it's the Ball money. Family. All about them.
That makes big sense. One. You're probably like a big Kardashian fan too.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Can't get enough. Can't get enough.
Guys, nice. You know what we haven't talked about? Pistons getting that number one pick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Let's go, boys.
Let's go. They're back, baby.
Fade for Cade. It's time. Yeah,
yep.
See you in the playoffs. See you in the finals real soon.
Detroit Sports is back with one ball.
We're back. Tigers had like the fifth best record in baseball since May or something like that.
Yeah, they're coming back after their like first overall picks. That's good.
If only if we can get a series against the Cubs, then we'll definitely be on the right track.
Ooh, yeah.
Whoa. We just smoked the Cardinals today. Okay. One game.
After 10 game losing streak.
Hey, we're the only team or we're the second team in MLB history to score more than 7 points and yet lose by more than 7 points in a game.
Hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah, we lost 7 to 15.
It's tough to do.
By the way, we were up 7-1.
That's just embarrassing.
Not good.
Yeah.
Tigers lost tonight, by the way. Unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, I don't have the long list in front of me. I don't frankly care that much.
Pakistan's supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, I think
Kazakhstan, the birthplace of Borat.
Sure. That's fine.
Yeah.
Uzbekistan, that's fun to say.
Yeah.
That's all I get.
That's what I got. You know, the lists are really exciting, and really,
people love the list.
The energy level goes way up when we start talking about the lists, I think.
We have a couple good ones coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have a plan.
As we approach,
we're going to get to 100 here with a couple good lists. I think we got it ready to go.
Yeah.
So get excited.
Good. I'm excited.
We should do that quickly. Like, let's get a couple in a row here.
Let's knock these out. Knock these out.
People have been waiting.
I'm traveling next week or next weekend. I feel proud.
Everything is virtual. Just log on, man.
I'm on a bachelor party. Jesus,
this guy. He's on a golf trip. He's on a bachelor party.
Best bachelor party games? I don't know.
You go.
I've only played drinking games at mine.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Evan would probably be able to make that list on his own. We've done that list.
All right, boys.
Yep. All right. So that's the pod. Thanks for joining us. Evan, Paul, anything else?
God, no.
Okay. We will see you very soon. Let's just say that. Bye.
Right. See you next week.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.